So loving that. But yeah, during the day, I've been using a lot of wood oils. Just loving sandalwood, vetiver, frank, obviously. Several times in the last week, we've had kids who couldn't fall asleep, or sometimes I'll fall asleep putting the kids to bed, and then I have a hard time getting back to sleep. So my favorite for that is vetiver with Roman chamomile. So I just put that all over the place, bottoms of feet, all over my wrists, back of my neck, and does it every time. Gives me some really great deep sleep. So those are the ones I can remember from yesterday. When then I drank a lot of lemon and wild orange, and then peppermint in my morning cacao drink. So how about for you? What did you use yesterday?
So I use every day a blend I've made up for skin called the Glow Blend. That's the label on the yarrow palm bottle that I've created. And we've talked about this before. It's yarrow palm, copaiba, frankincense, blue tansy, and then rosehip oil, right? And I put probably 2 to 3 droplets on that morning and night. So I'm loving that. That's on the daily. And then I often add, again, rose touch into that little bit of skincare as well. I've been using some tea tree oil. And just feeling like, to me, I think of tea tree as a cleanser. And so I've been putting that on my lymph system throughout my body and on my spine and just kind of cleansing and like releasing and letting go, right? I don't know if the rest of you, if you ever feel tuned into that. Andy, what does tea tree mean in your Essential Emotions book? Is it a cleanser or cleaner, something like that?
Let me look that up, actually. I need to memorize those, don't I?
Well, not memorize them, but I'm just curious in the moment of I'm just feeling intuitively drawn to it. So I'm curious what that's about, and then a lot of rose oil. And then I definitely am taking my LLV supplements and turmeric, the doTERRA turmeric. I really, really love that. And so that's been great. I've been diffusing one of my classic Tiffany blends. Like this is the, there's a few you create. We talked about in the fall, the Dreamboat blend, but this one is like my go-to like heart lifter. And I love to do about, and again, I'm a heavy dropper. I'm a generous dropper, shall we say it that way? But I put about 7 drops of Citrus Bliss in my diffuser and then 1 to 2 drops of geranium. And that combo, you guys, if you haven't tried it, is so uplifting. And geranium to me is always about heart healing, right? Or heart opening. And I think we all can use that on a regular basis. And so I've been diffusing that more regularly again, is back to my old school and early doTERRA roots is Citrus Bliss and geranium is a phenomenal. You can put it in a roller blend, or of course, I like to diffuse it quite a bit. So that's what I'm utilizing and loving
Wow.
and feeling good. And
Yummy. Okay, you ready for tea tree?
yeah, let's hear it.
So tea tree is about energetic boundaries. It's about clearing negative energetic baggage and specifically releasing codependent and parasitic relationships. So it could be microorganisms, or it could be people or spiritual beings. So if you're feeling drained of life force and energy, this is about energy leakage. So
Yeah, thank you. I just felt the sense of like cleansing. And Andrea says in the comments, Emily Wright uses it on her arms when she's going to be around a lot of people as a protection. Other of you saying boundaries, clarity, cleaning, cleansing. I've just been using it again on my lymph system. And so here in my throat, under my arms, armpits, and you're just like getting it, and then on I roll it, it's in a roller bottle, I put it up and down my spine. It's just feeling that. So yeah, just it's an interesting, I mean, it's not, it's something I use regularly, but lately I've just been feeling that need. So that's been coming up. Elizabeth asked me to repeat what's in my glow blend. Again, it's yarrow palm, it's frankincense, it's blue tansy and copaiba. And then you can either add rose or rose touch to this. I just put rose touch on my face on a roller blend. I don't put it in the, I use an older yarrow palm bottle to create it. And then so about half is oils and the other half, or about, I would say actually more like a third is the oils and the other third or other 2/3 is rosehip oil. And I use a brand, I think it's called Pura Vida off of, it's an organic pressed rosehip oil. And so, and then in terms of quantities, there's probably 20 drops Sharrow Prom, 12 to 15 drops Frank, 2 to 3 drops of Blue Tansy, and probably 8 drops of Copaiba. That's not like a hard and fast, like it has to be an exactness. You could do all of them at 20. Well, Blue Tansy, I wouldn't do at 20 because it is so blue. You know, you would definitely be like a Smurf, but probably 2 to 3. The only one of that I would monitor is the 2 to 3 drops of Blue Tansy. But Blue Tansy, you guys, have you all tried this? Because I know it doesn't always get a lot of press. It's not as popular or known. But my friends, that oil is like skincare gold. Mm-hmm. And even though I know it's one of the oils, I think that's a little, you know, it's like Yarrow, Frank, Blue are a little bit, you know, in the pricier side of where the oils are on a spectrum. But again, it's your skin. And I just think Blue Tansy, my goodness, it is so potent for your skin. I read about it in like Vogue magazine like a year or two ago, and I was like, oh, I love that doTERRA is already selling that. You know, is a lot of people, a lot of high-end skincare products have Blue Tansy in it. And mm-hmm. so the fact we can go direct to source and have our own pure, high-quality, therapeutic-grade essential oil with Blue Tansy is awesome. So I'd add it to your cart if you're not already using it. That's me personally, right? If that's one of your things like, hey, skincare and hydration. Andy and I live in Utah, and you guys, it is so dry here right now. We live in the desert, and it's like, but it's now it's winter. So then you have like the chapped skin on top of the dry air. And so like our skin just gets so easily dried out. And so, yeah.
So you keep talking about all these doTERRA products. Is this called like sponsored by doTERRA or something?
Hashtag like wish I was. Hashtag wish I was. I mean, I wish they sent me all this free product, you know, but I pay for it. So, you know, I love it if I'm paying for it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but these are great oils for your skin. And if you're not using a great rosehip, I really love rosehip oil as well as a base to put these oils in. Not that I think these oils necessarily need to be diluted, or like Julie saying, she puts Blue Tansy in her hydrating cream. I do think it's wise, though, you add some of these oils to, whether it's the hydrating cream or rosehip oil, or even, you know, you have the Virage hydrating serum, or like Andy saying, Immortelle. But it's a great, that rosehip oil is a great carrier, and it's so nourishing.
Love it.
I get the rosehip oil here. Pari is asking, Rosmalie is asking, let me pull this up in Amazon just to be sure. I get it off Amazon though. And it is, give me one sec, my rosehip oil. It's called Pura D-O. I'll put it in the chat box so you can see it exactly. But if you're on our Facebook Live, Andy, can you just,
yep.
But it's, oh, I just sent that to panelists. Sorry, guys. One sec. My own coaching. I just did it. I'm always like, can you please put everything to all attendees? Okay. So it's called Pura D'OR, like this. It looks like that. But it's a certified organic. It's pressed. It's 100% organic. I've used it for at least a good year. I've had great experience with it. But especially, there was a season where I was experiencing dermatitis. Have any of you ever had dermatitis on your skin, right? Or forms of eczema and different things, or acne, various aspects. And so you realize like you want to protect the skin. But I think that the doTERRA oils have definitely helped that all go away. I have great, my skin is so clear and it's doing fantastic. And some of that is getting your gut health and like your supplements, what you're putting in your body internally, of course. Because the skin is just an outward expression, right, of what's happening internally. So definitely your LLV, and maybe even some of you doing a cleanse. Like, again, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV at all. But, you know, it's like you have PB Assist and, you know, the probiotics and things like that. And or GX Assist, is that what it's called? Zendocrine. Uh-huh. You know, you have some good tools here in doTERRA that can help you, especially if you're experiencing some of those, you know, symptoms or challenges. And so I really love utilizing, again, that I call it the glow blend, where you put those oils, that concoction together with that high quality rose hip, and it's been awesome. So yeah. And also, again, if you're having any kind of skin issues, is I would also say like double your water intake. Because a lot of times, again, our skin clogged pores or things is like we're dehydrated. How often our physical ailments are dehydration based, right? Like whenever I get a headache or a headache's coming on, I do two things. I put peppermint on, right? Like on the base of my neck and up on my temples and swipe up my forehead. And then I immediately drink 8 to 16 ounces of water. 80% of the time it goes away on its own that way. Just because most headaches are actually dehydration symptoms. So anyway, look at all these fun things you started. You didn't realize by asking, what did you use yesterday, that we'd be talking forever. But I think my hope is like the awareness of how many tools, high quality tools that we have in doTERRA that sometimes we don't even know are there from just doing maybe a little more research or asking. And again, if you guys have any things that, you know, have helped you with your skin or your gut health, by all means, please, you know, put them in the chat box, share what's working for you. Just make sure you click panelists and attendees or there in the Facebook comments. So yeah.
One of my learnings from this is a lot of times, you know, we go to the reference guides and for any given condition, there's a top recommended oil, right? And so a lot of times we just reach for one oil. But guys, one of the greatest joys in doTERRA is being an alchemist. Like, you get to make your own potions, and blending is just pure joy. Like, at first I remember thinking, well, who am I to just figure out my own recipes, you know? But that is, there's so much fun to be had in just experimenting, you know. It's all organic. It's beyond organic. It's so pure that you don't have to worry about, well, you know, what if I make it a concoction that blows up, right? Like, it's just plants. And so the joy of blending, I hope that we are all leaning into that. I know some people that when they give samples, they only sample custom blends. Like, that's it. They never give someone a straight oil. So
yeah, just
lean into that joy of making the concoctions. Really fun.
I love that, Andy. And like, you could create your own blends that are like the creativity blend and share that with people that you're connected to or on social. Or, you know, the high vibe blend was a blend I created years back and put in little, you know, roller bottles with some crystals. It's actually right here, right on my desk. It's like, look how cute that is. See all the little crystals in it? This is the high vibe blend. I don't remember what's in it, but I know for sure like Rose and Frank and something else is in there, but because they're so high vibe. But the reality of, to your point, be an alchemist, blend things, share them. What are things that help with focus, with anxiety, with stress, with sleep? And some things are already blended for us or that you can use, but I love that share. I do want to address, Jay brought up two good questions. One, she said, can you talk more on lymph cleansing? Because I've also heard of putting oil on acne as well and thought these are places for oil buildup. Now, again, like, no one's told me this, so this is just my own intuition. But for me, I just want to, you know, I'm regularly putting certain oils on my body and my lymph system. I just thought, gosh, you know, again, I put a little tea tree on my lymphs here and then underarms where you have a lot of lymph nodes. And I had a lymph nodes removed on my left side like 11 years ago. I went through an early breast cancer and they to test to see if it was in your system. They removed a lymph node out of my left armpit. And so for me, and thank the good Lord, it was clear and not on the move. And that was really thankful news, but I'm just more aware. And like, our lymphatic system, it's like when you start to get a cold or a bug, you know, how like sometimes they swell up. It's just, for me, it's supporting them. But again, this is so intuitively led. Like, I'm not saying this is something, oh, you should go and do. I'm just sharing some things that I feel like are supporting me. When you ask about, and the question about, I don't, how to explain to people, when people ask me about oils and skin problems, because oils are known to clog pores. And I'm not, you know, I'm not sure on that, but what I do know is I want you to think about your skin as more like a pH that you're balancing. And so some of these oils, while yes, maybe for some they clog pores, the oils have just cleared my skin up. It's not to say I don't ever get a pimple. you know, in life. But the reality is, like, my skin is very clear from acne and from that. Again, I had dermatitis that would not go away for like 6 months and tried all the things. And it just finally, it was like I got into a routine of, again, increasing a lot of water, decreasing inflammatory foods, and increasing or being consistent with putting those high quality oils on my skin on a regular basis. So those are just things that work for me. But I think, you know, to ask people, they can always try it, right? And it's like, hey, this could support you, is thinking about balancing skin pH, for where it's not that oils always will clog up the skin pore. It can, I get that it can for some, but it also can help with the balancing.
The way it's been explained to me, and that was perfect, Tiff, the whole category that we call essential oils are not oils in that sense of the word. You know, like essential oil is just kind of a title that we've given to these plant extracts. But just because we call them essential oil, it you know, they're not in the same category as a lot of these fats and oils. You know, it's not like an almond oil or an olive oil or you know, even a coconut oil. It's not, and that's why they're not oily. You know, the oils have so anyways, that's how I usually explain it. And anytime that another brand of essential oils do clog your pores, it's because of the fillers and the, you know, the chemical recreations of that oil that, that create issues. So that's the way it's been explained to me. So I, even though, and that was my first thought when Natalie started bringing home these essential oils and she started swiping them on her face, like in my mind, I was thinking, okay, you know, this is my face before oils and, you know, it's all clear, no acne. And this is my face after essential oils. And it's just, you know, a total acne apocalypse. And that was my thinking, right? You're telling me I should be putting oils all over my face. But the more I learned, the more I realized that these aren't necessarily oils per se, that we call them essential oils. But so anyways, I hope that's helpful too.
Yeah. And again, I think, you know, it's learning, it's a combination of research and, you know, doing your own research. And then at some level, like you're your own of like intuitive, like, ooh, there's certain oils, like someone was sharing in the chat box that yesterday they were feeling really drawn to patchouli. Yeah. So Cindy's saying yesterday to panelists that she was drawn to patchouli and tea tree and said, I'm not a fan of patchouli, but I needed it. And so sometimes it's just honoring, like, oh, I feel really drawn to this. Like for me, blue tansy, yarrow palm, again, geranium, like some of these oils, it just, you're so intuitively like, oh, I need this. And this supports me, and to trust that. And again, you can always try it out. It's like, oh, wait, my skin got worse trying that. Okay, that's not for me. Or, hey, but sometimes when we're doing, just to know, like we're also at times, if you're doing a gut cleanse, sometimes things do get worse a little bit with your skin before they get better, because it's kind of doing a flush, but it's such a personal journey. I'm just sharing a few things that have worked phenomenal for me. And I'm just so grateful, again, that we have access to these such high quality products.
There's an article that I just found too, that talks about how things that clog your pores have to be of a certain molecular size. And so essential oils are actually too small to clog your skin pores. So I guess that's called non-comedogenic.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And Jay's saying they just sometimes different people, their responses, they say, why put oils on oily skin? Maybe again, explaining this, you know, the combination and the what's the word of what makes up the oil, but they are often, they can be, have a balancing effect.
Yeah.
Versus a clogging effect. So yeah. Well, good stuff. I'm glad we're talking about this. Anyone else want to share, or do we want to talk some coaching of things for your business or for your teams, like whatever may be up for you today? If you want to start popping those questions in the chat box or on your Facebook comments, and or if you want to come on live with us, we love, love, love seeing your faces and or hearing your voice. I know some of you might say, well, join audio, but maybe not, you know, video wise, that's just fine. And yeah, so what's up for you guys and what's percolating and or what are you learning? We're in the last week of February. Can you believe that? I think for me, it's just been such a great month and so many beautiful insights and progress and good things. And March for me definitely feels like money. It feels like green, all things green, right? Like new beginnings, spring, new birth. And I love, love, love March. I focus on a sales training course and it's just focusing in on, okay, let's do some marketing, right? March equals marketing equals money kind of thing. Me and my alliterations, but I'm just curious how you guys are all doing and how can we support you to maybe have a great, you know, great rest of your week or whatever might be up for you in this season.
So I'm seeing lots of questions come through on Diamond Club. And obviously Diamond Club is, 'tis the season, right? And so this is a great time to take advantage of the momentum that can be created through Diamond Club. And we just happen to have an entire guide around the Diamond Club program and how to maximize that. So it looks like they've reorganized the Empowered Success website. So give me 1 second and I'll post a link to that. But I would definitely just say, take advantage of Diamond Club to re-energize team, to re-energize builders, to get people excited about events. It's an opportunity to kind of reinvent the message. Some people complain that, you know, certain markets might be getting saturated. And to that, I would say, if there's any saturation, it's only of message, not of product. So there are so many ways that we can use these products and so many solutions that we have to bring that we are nowhere near actual market saturation. So don't try to pound the same message, but go out there and reinvent the message. And that would be my invitation for Diamond Club, is just how can I solve different problems? How can I, you know, revitalize an area, a team, or even a new team by bringing a new message about what we have to offer?
Good stuff.
Any coaching on that?
No, I think Diamond Club, phenomenal. I think it's a great way of just getting laser focused and, you know, like making some magic happen in a season. And I think about that, you know, Andy, we've talked a lot about over the years, this book, Essentialism, and we've talked about focus and we've talked about, you know, time management and balance. This question, you know, is always on repeat that comes up. And I just like to think about, there are seasons to things, right? Like just like the earth has seasons, like there are seasons where I'm definitely resting more and playing more. And then there's seasons I'm focused in creativity and moving things forward in terms of business. And so I think Diamond Club's phenomenal. And to know, like, you're choosing a season of some degree of quote imbalance, but it's less about seeing it as imbalance. And it's like, I'm going all in for this period of time. Mm-hmm. And then you go, great, I'm ready to make serious progress. And sometimes we're doing that with like our homes. We're doing a major declutter. Maybe you're getting ready to put your house on the market. Andy, you might know something about that, where it's like, we're just going to like be really focused on the house getting, you know, updated and done and things like that. And from our health to our business. And I think Diamond Club can be phenomenal in that way. And just to know, like, okay, this is a season. I love one of the questions that comes out of Essentialism is, rather than focusing on what do I have to give up, we focus on what am I all in for? Mm-hmm. And my Tiffanyism to that is, for this season, again, seasonal conversation, for this season, what am I all in for? So sometimes, you know, authors are finishing a book or launching a podcast, or we're doing Diamond Club, or we're getting the house really dialed, or whatever specific thing, but it becomes the thing we're really doing for that week, that month, that quarter, that really helps us up level that particular area. And so I think Diamond Club's phenomenal that way. So yeah, really good stuff to be thinking about. And just, I love, isn't that such a good question, you guys, is rather than focusing on what do I have to give up? Because the brain is a FOMO seeking, you know, brain, FOMO standing for fear of missing out. is it's like, ooh, I want to do all the things all the time perfectly. And it's like, yeah, well, that's not real. But asking your brain instead, what am I all in for? And again, is this for this season? What am I all in for? So I think this is a great, great question. Sherry's asking, Sherry, are you asking the question? You just sent this to panelists. You said any tips or anything you feel is the number one focus. So do you want to elaborate on what you mean by that, love? So
she's raising her hand. So let's go ahead and bring her on live.
Yeah, Sherry, come on live, sister.
Mute. Am I here? Hello?
There you go.
Hi, Sherry.
Okay, I'm gonna be real raw too. Okay, yeah, I should have just left my braids in. So no, here I am. Can you guys see me too?
We can see your image.
Okay, maybe that's best, you guys.
You're great.
Okay, pressure. Now here I go. I'm gonna be on. Okay, hi.
Hi, gorgeous.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to see you guys. And Tiffany, I loved your, I went to your workshop, the launch, creating a life and business that you love. And you were like so good and so sweet and like, hey, just share these notes, share this content with your teams. It's so great. So
yes,
this Saturday I am, and it started out with just a small group. And now it's probably going to be like 25 or 30 people. And I have this moment with you and I'm thinking, what should I not miss? It's like, I'm so excited and I took good notes. I feel confident in my notes.
Yeah.
And, but I just want to make sure that there's a gem from you that I could write down and say, okay, talk to Tiffany on Wednesday. And this is, she said the number one thing about the number one thing. And it was.
So tell me, I'm curious. I'm so glad you were there. She's talking about an event I did the end of January called Launch, and Andy and Natalie were there as well. And it just was such a great, great day, live and live stream. But tell me, what do you feel like resonated? If you just take a deep breath and ask your own gut and intuition, what did you feel you needed to hear, feel, or be renewed or recommitted to yourself that day? Like what came up for you?
Okay, well, I'm going to try not to cry when I say it, but purpose. I feel like there were so many things literally off of every section that I was just like drawn to, you know, but I feel like leaning in, first of all, and truly trusting God is so, so, so important. And learning to do self-care has been huge for me. I just have been, I have a lot of kids and I've had a really busy life my whole life. But like, if I have to say number one is self-care, and here I am without any makeup on, my hair just barely.
And you're so stunning, which is so great. Most people do a lot of work to look that good, babe, with no makeup on. So
like, self-care, it becomes more than just putting your hair and makeup and doing your nails. Like, right. I've lived the life of a ballroom dancer, folks. And it's fantastic. However, getting that glow blend on and being yourself is self-care. But my number one takeaway right there is getting my purpose and being in alignment with, you know, and I believe in God. And so, you know, getting my purpose straight and being in alignment with what God has for me. Yeah. That was my number one takeaway.
So I just invite you, because for you to have that be the heartbeat then of your Saturday training, which I am so thrilled you're doing this. I mean, you're like, this just brings me so much joy because you're living it when we talk about, hey, now that you've been in this environment and just absorbed it, now go teach it to other people. And I love that you're doing that, right? And so, but people are drawn to you because there's something you have to share with them. And so I would trust like your own, like, this is so what I needed to hear. And so they likely need to hear it too. And so I think about that. For me, when my intention around hosting that event was, it felt like a spiritual impression. And you heard me share that, where it was like less about approval and more about alignment. But I felt strongly about bringing people home to the reminder and the truth that they're a powerful creator. That was the heartbeat for me, is bringing people back to the truth that you are a powerful creator, and the power of our thoughts and images and visioning and goals and intention. Like, I love the word intention, but to live a more intentional life, but to tap back into those powers is, even myself felt like I started living really reactively a lot in 2020 versus coming home to proactivity and being our God or goddess self. Like, we are created in the image of God, or the glimpse of the divine, or whatever language works for all of you. But it's coming home to the reminder that you're a powerful creator and to use the gifts and the knowledge of creation. So that will be writing it, journaling it, vision boarding it, speaking it, but choosing to be a conscious creator. Because simply one of the life principles that we know is true is that without vision, man or woman simply repeats the past. And if we've been living heavily reactive, like I got really living in a lot of wait and see based on, well, what's the world going to do last year? And what's going to happen with this election? And what's going to happen with this certain, you know, virus situation? And what reactive, like waiting versus wait, I need to come back to my own creation and to my own proactive living. And so for me, that was a lot of the heartbeat of that event, was coming back to and launching into your life, right? Those principles. And so those are some things that I just think of intuitively and what was up for me. And the second thing I've felt really strongly about teaching lately is the conversation about having effort-based goals. And I've said this on this call somewhere between now and the first of year anyway, but just to repeat that is, I want y'all to have effort-based goals, right? Like, so some of you talking about doing Diamond Club, I love that. And I love for you to have clear outcomes that you all desire and clear vision. And I want you to have then effort-based goals, right? Like, I want you to know the outcomes you want. Like, a rank advancement is a very clear outcome. But then I want you having effort-based goals that you're measuring yourself daily, weekly, monthly around the effort, right? And measuring effort like, I contact 5 people a day or a week, or I move my body every day. I, you know, read or do my morning ritual every day to, I, you know, reach out to, you know, again, nourishing my network. I give away 10 samples a week, or whatever your effort-based goals are that you set for yourself or that you empower your team to do, is that's where the game changes. Because we have the big vision, right? Like, we, and I'm going to encourage the big vision, which is, see yourself at convention walking the stage and you're now gold or you're platinum or you're diamond. And I love focusing on those beautiful, inspiring outcomes. And so it's not or, and I want you though measuring what you can directly control, which is, how many people are you contacting today or this week? How many one-on-ones, how many online or in-person classes are you doing? Sampling, nourishing your network. How much content are you putting out on social or your newsletter or your Facebook group, or, you know, and that your own self-care goals, right? Like you talked about, of those types of things. So those are some of the core elements. Andy, I'd also say for you, since you were there, what was the one thing you felt like you most needed to hear or be renewed in? Because it wasn't about necessarily new content, but coming back home to recreation that you got from that when you were there, that end of event, end of January event.
Okay. Well, let me just say, let me just tell you this. Okay.
Okay.
I've been to at least 5 vision board events where I did basically a little craft project and came home and put it under my bed. Okay. And after your event, I made this amazing vision board. In fact, I'm going to turn my camera around and show you. And it's like, it really means something to me. It's like so fun. In fact, again, it makes me almost cry. And it's only been a month. And I have it in my living room. Like, there's my messy kitchen. But it's like right here. I have a mission statement now, Tiffany. Mm. And I love it so much. It's on a plaque in my living room. My vision board is right here. And already things are happening. Already so many things are happening. And so, does that answer your question? I feel like I have like totally taken myself more seriously. And really, really leaned into this piece of that I'm okay, and that doTERRA is a major platform in my life that's taking me, you know, what is it? it's kind of given me that microphone, right? And I'm going to take that very seriously too. I love my life. I have always been so blessed. And your gratitude series too, sweetie. I mean, I know we're not besties, but in my heart, you and I, you like have set this amazing tone for my holiday season and got me launched in my new year, girl. So I appreciate it so much. So so I'm taking myself more seriously. I have a plan and I'm just like taking one step in front of the other. I feel like I'm old. And so I'm really easy on myself, really gentle with myself as far as like, you know, taking on the world, but I feel like I'm over in my own little corner of the world doing a real good job. And I'm going to keep doing that and keep doing that because the harvest cannot be prevented, right?
You guys, Sherry's bringing us to church today. Annie and I don't need to do it because it's like the energy is so freaking, it just like zingy. Christina, you put that to panelists only, but Christina just said, I love this. Thank you so much for sharing. It's resonating so strongly with me. And so here's the thing, sis, like, you are making an impact and you're about the business of changing lives. And like these 30 people that are coming that you're gathering and you're going to share and do a workshop with them on Saturday. I'm so excited. I'd love to hear how it goes. If you want to reach out after, I'd love to hear about it. But for all of you, hopefully what you're getting is just this za, 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 za energy from her. And you can go apply the same principles. We've been modeling some of it. You know, even if you weren't there in this full day workshop, it's like, yeah, do I have clear vision? And do I have effort-based goals mapped out? And what is my purpose? We talked a lot about that, as she was saying. But coming back home to some of these true principles, but to go apply them, why she's so energetic and you can feel a palpable energy from her is because she's living it. All of us can go to a workshop or listen to a podcast or join the Share Success Wednesday call. But you only change your life when you're doing what she's doing, which she went home and she's implementing it and living it and teaching it. And I understand what you're saying about sometimes the older we get, the more gentle we can become with ourselves. But I want you to drop the word old out of your language. And I just want you to say, you know, you might say I'm seasoned, right? I'm flavorful, I'm seasoned. But I love the word for you when I hear you speak, you're vibrant and vivacious. And that has nothing to do with a number. Right. And I think for myself, it's like, that's my intention regularly for my own health. And regardless of a number or ages, I'm vivacious and vibrant and you're living that. So you guys, this is good stuff. Andy, what do you want to contribute to this? Again, like we asked, like, she's going to go teach this workshop. What did you most need to hear? Or that you got recommitted to for yourself?
Gosh, thank you, first of all, Sherry, for hopping on with us and for sharing your light. It is so contagious and Facebook is just blowing up with all kinds of love for you and your share. So thank you. The space that Tiffany created at that event was nothing short of magic. And I haven't even told you this yet, Tiffany, but I've got my notes here. And some awesome sauce content. Like, I just love this idea that habits are actually part of your self-care. You know, like it's not a one and done or a once a month day at the spa. Like, that's how you show your partner that you love them, is how you live day to day. And it's the same thing with yourself, right? I just love that concept. But honestly, the biggest thing for me was just when Tiffany creates a workshop, it's not the Tiffany show, you know, like she actually creates time during the workshop for you to do the work. And so many trainers and coaches, they love to hear themselves so much that they have to be talking the whole time. But Tiffany created this beautiful space. And in that space, Tiff, I got the download on the book that Natalie and I are supposed to write. Mm. So like, this is the book that we've been talking about for how many years? And I now have the entire outline and it all came at your workshop. Mm. So I just want to say,
guys, aren't we excited for Natalie and Andy to write a book? Like, that's a massive contribution. Give birth to that thing, please. Because
I know we've been talking about it for too long.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for sharing, for creating that space. So that's my coaching for you, Sherry, is just, you know, make sure that you share a principle, but then you actually leave quiet space for people to do the work. Because mm-hmm. It's really tempting to just, you know, I've got another idea. I want to talk. And so what I think people really need is just, you need to create a quiet space in their life, because we're all plenty good at filling our lives and mostly with good things. But one thing we're not always great at is just being still. And so just be sure they have plenty of good open space.
Andy, can I share one thing that's coming up just because I think it can be a massive value. And for those of you that are like, hey, I want to do some in-depth coaching as well, is the month of March, I do this course once a year, just in March, called the Sales Summit Series. And it's 5 weeks of coaching, live sessions, you own the recordings, it has a detailed course workbook. We touch on goals in this, but the intention is to develop your confidence in the mindset and skill set of sales. And they have a private Facebook group. It's a zing course that, again, we just do once a year. And that's coming up, kicking off next week. And you find that at salessummitseries.com. And with the code SHARESUCCESS in all caps, you get $50 off. So that course, for this month-long coaching course, which for all of those sessions, that's usually we bill that at $2,500. And this course is only $147, but with code SHARESUCCESS, it's $50 off and it's only $97. You own it for life. I just want you to know about it, because I know some of you might be like in the comments, you're like, wait, what did I miss in this live event? And we like to really keep these Share Success calls really coaching focused versus me marketing all the things that are coming up. But that is something that timeliness wise and the cost for the exchange of value is massive. And so if it's something that speaks to you, I'd love for you to come through that coaching course through the month of March, if it speaks to you.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. And Andy, seriously, all of us, how many of you would buy the book that Andy and Natalie write or put out?
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
We put that in the comments. Like, you can sign us up for this. So we just want to know, like, part of me. Yeah. See, Cindy, I'm saying same thing. Where's the pre-sale button? Part of me, you know, coach mode, I don't want to put Andy on the spot, but part of me in coach mode wants to say, okay, let's strategize this, timelines and when this is getting written and happening, and see all the love that's happening in that chat box. Like,
I want to know what you're going to call the book, Andy.
Yeah, Andrea, take my money already. Yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. It's funny when you're like, when something is in your heart and it just wants to come out, it's like, you can only wait for so long. Can't die with this song in us.
Well, A to the men on that. So can we all commit though to, how many of you are willing to, based off Sherry's influence, are willing to commit to, if you've not done a vision board ever, or you haven't really, like she said in the past, it turned into a craft project that got stored under the bed and collected dust, what we sometimes call shelf help. Get it? It's so bad. So bad.
I know. That's like a dad joke.
I know, it's a terrible dad joke, but I'm not a dad and I get limited opportunities to say nerdy things. So I needed to do it. But how many of you are willing to commit to this next week that before we hit March 1st, whether it's a full vision board, whether it's some goals declared in writing, again, your effort-based goals, your habits, how many of you are willing to commit right now, right here, that you're going to do some work/completion or declarations of work around your own visioning and goals? That way, again, we're not just hearing it and going, oh, that was nice and inspiring. Sure, you're on to the next thing. How many of you are willing to say, no, I'm going to really make a commitment to architect some of this in my life It's not about perfect, but you're going to be committed to doing some of this work between now and Sunday. Who's in? Because, you know, I don't really like just hanging out chatting about ideas. I like people to change their lives.
I love it.
We're anyone?
Lots of messages here.
Okay, I'm serious about this. I want y'all to take this seriously. When you show up here next Wednesday, would you put right now in your like phone and in a reminder that by Sunday, like, hey, and decide now, like, when are you going to work on this? And maybe you go, great, tomorrow night, I actually Thursday evening or family, we're going to do it as a family on Saturday or Sunday, right? How many of you are going to do this? Because again, like you see the energy she's modeling and that energy is going to turn into money for her at some level, right? It's not all about the money, but that's magnetic. And so clients and leaders and sales and enrollments, she's got momentum and energy going for her right now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, do you want to help that? Yes. So what I'm asking you to do, because Cindy's saying, clarify in the chat, declaration of, so it's like create a vision board, right? This is mine behind me. You can see it. Look at that Vanna Whiting. Meow. You know? But whether it's a vision board or again, like right here in front of me is just a simple declaration statement that says, if you can't read my handwriting, I move my body every day. That's a daily effort-based goal. And you go, cool, I'm clear about like, who am I becoming? So regularly in your space, you're clear about what am I creating in my home, in my business? What do I want? Coming back to your proactive creatorship. Right? This is what I'm so, so passionate about and why I hosted that event. And you guys, I was in complete legal alignment, right? And we had a clear, we were honoring all of our local directives with, you know, what's happening. So it wasn't like I was going rogue, but the reality is that for some people, me hosting a live event was not everyone maybe thought that was the right thing to do, but I felt like it was. And most of everyone was again online, but we had a small group, an intimate group there in person, and it was phenomenal. Is coming back to the reminder that guess what, loves? You have got to take back your ownership. Mm-hmm. You've got to take back your ownership. So of creating and coming out of creatorship. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Yeah, I'm loving seeing all of this stuff. Dr. Christine says, is there a recording of launch? Yes, there is. And you can't currently buy it. But you know what? You know what I'm going to do? This is in this moment. We'll make launch a free bonus with Sales Summit Series.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So I'll have my team put that in the autoresponder that you can access those recordings if that's something that speaks to you. So that in and of itself was also $97. So it's basically free. So I want you to have it all, I want you to have the sales training and the mindset and the personal growth training. So I will tuck that in to the autoresponder. I'll need a minute to have that happen, but regardless, we'll send it out. So if you want to go register right now, again, make sure you share success in all caps in checkout at salessummitseries.com. So it will take the $50 off. I always love for the Goddards because they're so good to you guys and they're so good to me to always create just for this group, you know, and you can share it with your teams. That's a wide open invitation, but I want you guys to up level. But again, I want you to come, you don't have to be perfect, but like, yeah, I'm ready to really like what you just saw Sherry do. That's like, the biggest paycheck payoff for me is like seeing someone legit go say, I'm going to really, you know, I'm not have to be perfect at this, but I'm going to apply it. Okay. Anyway.
I love it.
He took us to church. We didn't even need to do it today.
So good. You guys, thank you, Tiffany, for being so, so generous with this tribe. It's just, I don't know. It just warms my heart that you're so, I don't know, gracious and thoughtful and just always pouring in and giving. So,
well, these are our people, Andy, and all of you are legit. I believe like this is, so thank you for saying that, but it honestly is because it's like, I want to fuel the troops. Cause I think we've said this many times here, we're team love and we're team light here and you've got work to do. And I want to be part of like your, you know, it's like you're running a marathon and I want to be on that sideline that's giving you that energy bar and that drink and like, hey, let's help you fuel up because you're about really important work. Like, I'm so grateful of all that I've learned through doTERRA and through this tribe and through you guys and how it's changed my life. It's changed my body. It's changed, you know, all the good things. So I think we're in this together.
Amen.
Yeah. Anything else you want to bring us home with today or that's on your thoughts or heart or any other questions we may have missed on Facebook Live?
There's been a couple requests for the Sales Summit series. And so I did post that in Facebook.
Yeah.
For you who are on Facebook. And so the code, you don't put a space in, right? It's just Share Success altogether, all caps.
Yeah. At for the discount code when you're checking out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. I don't see any other questions on Facebook.
Yeah. Ooh, let's do this one. Stephanie sent this in. She said, how do you set goals that are habit-based that are in alignment with concepts taught in Atomic Habits? What would you say to that?
Oh, gosh.
You've listened to this book, right?
Totally. Yeah. In fact, I've got it sitting on the very top of my stack of books in my office because this is like the Bible. You build a life by building habits. It's that simple. And this, I've never found a better book for being intentional about your habits than this one. So yes. I mean, it's the same stuff that we talk about all the time, which is what are the habits that are actually going to move your business forward, right? So instead of saying like, you know, I'm going to spend 10 hours a week on my doTERRA business, make it, you know, what are the habits that are actually going to move your business forward? I'm going to invite 20 people to hear about doTERRA every week. I'm going to present the message to 10 people every week. I'm going to follow up with 3 team members every day. You know, I'm going to reconnect with, I'm going to invite one person to build every single week. You know, whatever those habits are, make sure that they actually move the needle. Because Natalie took a little R&R trip with Tiffany a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we have a cabinet that stores all of our oils in it. And they were out of alphabetical order. And it was driving me absolutely nuts. So, and this is so not like me. I actually took an hour and I reorganized and, you know, cause they're stickers. I had to move all the stickers, but I had them so they all line up. That will not move your business forward. Okay. The reason I'm telling you this story is because that will not ever make a difference in my bottom line. So just be careful not to say, well, I'm going to spend 10 hours in my business and now I'm going to go and I'm going to, you know, just surf through my Facebook groups, or I'm going to surf through the back office and get a feel for where, you know, who my people are who are moving the business. If that leads to action, fantastic. If that leads to you reaching out, because maybe you've got some spots on your team that need some rejuvenation. If it takes going into the back office and looking for those sparks, looking for the activity, fantastic. But then the habits need to be based on what's going to move the needle on those pipes, right? The IPing activities is what moves the needle. So absolutely, you can have atomic habits be the foundation, but then doTERRAize it, you know, make sure it's, and so the book we're talking about is, yeah, Atomic Habits. So what would you add to that, Tiff?
Gosh, I love that you even have the book right there. Like, it's just so like moment, and you're not sponsored by James Clear. Right.
Hashtag wish I was.
Wish I was. Hashtag it. there's a few brands I wish would sponsor me, and I wish Celery would get on board. Like, I drink so much celery juice. I think Celery should sponsor me, you know, but anyway, neither here nor there. I do think exactly what you're saying, you guys, is just this realignment. And Cindy is saying, thank you again for bringing us back to, you know, less about goals and more about daily habits. And that's why I keep saying them effort-based goals is another way of saying, what are your habits? But having goals around your habits, right? Where you're saying, okay, I read or listen to something positive every day. And I have a morning ritual, or, And again, to what Andy's saying is being really clear about like, I'm just like so amused. You're like moving, getting those bottles in alphabetical alignment. And you're like, just to be clear, that's not going to help me grow my business, but it helps support your, you know, like, hey, I want this in my environment in this way. It was great. But being really clear, I think one of the most fundamental, elementary, yet powerful habits you all can commit to is how many people are you contacting every single week? Some of you might do it daily. Some of you might do 2 days a week, but it's being really clear. And my coaching to you would be, let's say my coaching to you would be, say you're connecting with 10 people a week, 20 people a week. Half of those people, you're nourishing existing relationships, people who are already in your organization. They've bought from you. They might be active leaders. They might just simply be customers, but that you're nourishing, following up with existing clients or existing enrollments already in your business. Okay. And then the other half in that week, so let's say we're using the number 20, then 10 people are newer relationships, or another way to clarify that, people who've not yet bought from you. So you might've known them for 10 years. So that's not a new relationship, but we're going to nourish love on them, send them a card, call them, reach out, give them a sample, whatever it might be, that you're nourishing both, because it is about, we want to make sure we nourish the existing business and we want to nourish and reach out. But back to this conversation on habits, that's a very specific, clear, but essential habit that you're regularly nourishing, contacting, asking good questions of, and developing relationship that will never go away, right? Andy, even at Double Blue Diamond, right? How often is throughout your 10 plus years in doTERRA, have you been connecting, mentoring, or nourishing relationships?
It's every week.
Every week.
Every week. Yep.
Every week. It's just this essential part. And so to know, and we already like know that, but to have that as a specific goal and for wherever you're at, that might stretch you a little bit, say, hey, I want to connect with more people, reach out and things. That's just a great way. I love we're talking about this again. I inspired by Andy talking about it in January. I re-listened to that book in the month of January as well. It's like Atomic Habits and habit stacking, as he calls it, and setting yourself up to win that way. So, so good. And so awesome. If you haven't listened to that book, that's definitely a good one to read or listen to it.
So even though it's not going to move my business forward, can I just show off for a sec?
Please do.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that just gorgeous?
That is. So that's alphabetical, because some people do them in the colors and you do them alphabetical.
Alphabetical is the only way. So,
okay.
Just want to make you salivate a little bit.
You guys, hold on. No, go back. Get out your phone and take a picture of that, because you might want to put that, they might want to put that on their vision board of like, hey.
Yeah, but I don't want people wasting their time the way I do though.
I know, but maybe saying, hey, see like what, see some people are saying, this is my dream. And they might want that. Take a picture of it for their own vision board to say, hey, whether it's, I want to build out my oil supply like that, or to have, I mean, to me, that just looks like happiness and joy.
It's emergency preparedness. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's the rainbow. And I need to come shop, apparently. The Goddard will call.
Alpine will call.
I freaking love and adore you guys, all of you. So much fun. Again, Sherry, thank you for coming on. Good luck with your workshop on Saturday. All of you, if you feel called to, again, it's like commit to moving forward. Get your vision board done, or your goals in writing and declarations. Being habit-based is a big part of this that we're talking about, right? Let's have this wrapped up by the end of this week, by Sunday. We'd love for that.
Love it. You want to take us home?
Hi, my friend. Hi, Leo.
Hi.
You just wake up, honey?
Had a good sleep, huh?
Oh, good. Good sleep. No, I think we've covered a whole lot. I guess the thought that's up for me, and it's not necessarily a new one. It shows up on repeat when it's needed. I haven't said it here in a long while, but I love, there's this quote that says, doing isn't difficult, deciding is. And so I just invite you to think, what decisions do I need to make? Whether it's in my own habits, it's in my business growth, it's getting my vision board done, that decision, it's the choices and the habits that we're working on. It's just choosing and to say, hey, what decisions do I need to make? because all of you are powerful creators. It's just the power of making those decisions makes such a difference. So we love you. We champion you. We cheer for you. We'll see you here next Wednesday, the very beginning of March. We'll be kicking off and looking forward to connecting with you then.
Thanks for joining us.